This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. With the government now funded, there's more time to fight over government funding. Last night, President Biden signed a bill to temporarily avoid a government shutdown, which would have happened at midnight tonight. But this stopgap measure basically just pushed the most controversial stuff a couple months down the road. Among those items, the president's request for more aid to Israel and Ukraine. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on that.
President Biden asked Congress last month for about $105 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border security.
Democrats want aid to Israel. Democrats want aid to Ukraine.
Sarah Binder is a professor of political science at George Washington University. She says for Republicans opposed to more aid for Ukraine,
the price for their votes is immigration reform.
In fact, earlier this year, the House passed immigration legislation. It would have restarted construction on the border wall and made it more difficult for migrants to get asylum in the U.S., non-starters for Democrats. The House also passed a $14 billion aid package for Israel with no money for Ukraine. And now, Binder says,
the ball's definitely in the Senate's court.
A bipartisan group of senators is working on a compromise on immigration that would be included in a broader package of aid for Ukraine and Israel, which could be tacked onto a bigger bundle of spending bills.
That could be in January. That could be in February.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he hopes, quote, we can come to a solution in the coming weeks. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.